Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar's time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Always grateful for you tuning in, reminding you that my pals down in Macon, Mississippi, come on, next to Hell State, right there. Homegrown catfish produced right here in Mississippi. Why else go anywhere else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And, of course, there's so many wonderful things to do that scream visit Mississippi. When it comes to our music heritage, there is nothing greater. Nothing. Check visitmississippi.org out. All right, speaking of Visit Mississippi, Sports Hall of Fame, you can check it out. My guest and his wife, Sissy, are both in there. Back in 1989 was the first time I met today's guest. And what a meeting that would turn out to be for me, and hopefully him, as we developed a great friendship over the years, but definitely that moment helped shape and push my career forward. Big difference maker. No matter what he says, I'm telling you, he was just pivotal. Had to happen. If you turn on the Golf Channel, he's all over it. I'm telling you, it's about time, because as an analyst, I've said this before, but it's the truth. There are few as knowledgeable as he. And growing up in the game of golf, with his dad being a golf pro, hanging out on the golf course his whole life, spending time at the game of golf like he has and appreciating it and what it's done for his career. Well, there you go. He's got a very cool podcast named Only One Shot Golf. You got to check it out. Only One Shot Golf. Please welcome 6-time PGA champion, Ryder Cup star. I saw it. And President Cup's champion, tour champion, by the way, Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame member, our adopted son, Jim Gallagher Jr. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Steve. You got me blushing, all those nice things you said about me. But, you know, I just guided you. I coached you, as you say. You know, your song, The Coach. I just kind of coached you along. Yeah. But it was fun to watch how you went through that process and going through that and not always getting where you wanted to go. And I think that's, in life, success consists of all the failures one-to-one, but you never lose that enthusiasm. And I think you never lost that enthusiasm. You knew what you wanted to do. You knew what you wanted to accomplish. I was the same way. It wasn't easy when I first got on tour. It took me 5 or 6 years to kind of establish myself. But, I think you learn from those experiences along the way. At least you should. Yeah. You make mistakes along the way. But I think it makes you, I don't know if it makes you tougher, but it makes you more appreciative when you get to where you want to get to.
I think there has to be a certain amount of naivete, as I say, because if I was smart enough to not believe in the dream and what I really wanted, I'd ran, because I was going on my second career. I'd been doing this at a very tender age. I went to Nashville when I was 14. I was going to New York when I was 18, 19, 20, and L.A. and all that. We were doing all those things, and I had a band on the road, my brother and I, who ran the show, and I was out there doing it. We went from a van to 28-foot trucks or whatever it was. We blew a couple of trucks up, had 10 guys on the payroll, and it was working. And then when I got out of college, I had 200 one-nighters, so that it was never a thought of whether it was going to be what I wanted to do. People were coming, and it was awesome, but then that went away. And when that went away is when you found me and when you saw me. So a lot of tragedy in my band along the way. A lot of things happened, and, it's funny. You introduced me to R.C. Bannon, Mary DeLouise Mandrell, divorced from Lee Spencer at the time. Probably better for me because he spent a lot of time with me on the golf course. While you introduced me to him, I'll never forget, we were at Houston's restaurant, and he said, well, we're looking for a hat act. Garth Brooks was on fire. And he goes, you're obviously not that. And I said, no, I'm not. And I've got hair. And so anyway, why would I want to cover it? We became friends through golf. And 10 years later, wrote, I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday. And all of that time together made us so comfortable with each other that it just sort of was time to do it. But I always make the comment, people go, oh, it's going to take you 10 years. I'd already put 10 years in. So how many years in the making for me? 22 years in the making? Well, I would say 25 years in the making for me before I had my first hit. That's a long time to be just stupid enough to survive all the mistakes to get there. It's crazy. So, all right, let's back up for a second. I want to talk about family. Family is so important to you. I feel like when I got to know you, you struggled with leaving home. You loved your wife. You loved your kids. And if anything was going to keep you away from the game of golf, it was that. And then, of course, the Meeks introduced you to hunting. And that was another story. We've talked about this. I almost wanted to go, why did you ever introduce Jim Gallagher to the Mississippi great outdoors? Because it will hook you. And it hooked you. And let's talk about family. It's the most important thing for you. You've got how many grandchildren now?
5 grandsons. Tommy's 6, William's 4, baby Jack, as we call him. He's James Thomas IV, which is so cool. And he's 2 years old. You got Bennett, who's, I think he's at 9 months now, and then Miles at 8 months. But, you know, it's so cool to watch your kids go through what you went through. And you mentioned it when I was playing, and they're working at their jobs. But it's so much, it's such a precious moment to watch the kids that you raise those kids. But when they say pro, which is my grandfather's name, which is the coolest name. I know Sissy's is Sassy, and it's a cool name. But when they say pro and they say, can we go get some donuts? And I said, how many do you want? And, you know, there's going to be a time can I have the keys to the truck? And, you know, they'll probably get it. But it is. It's a precious time. And time flies by. Sissy used to tell me this all the time when I was playing. And, you know, to be great at what I did and what anyone does, you got to be a little selfish. Fortunately, Sissy allowed me to be kind of that sometimes. And she knew when to kind of, you know, bring me back in and kind of, you know, just guide me. She was so important and so vital to my career. And she understood because she, you know, she played and she was a great player and she gave up her career. And I say that all the time. I don't know that I could have done that like she did. Her life was tough too, with her mom sick and with cancer and dying at such a young age. So they had gone through a lot of stuff. And I think that's what kind of made our families just kind of gel. And so her dad was just as encouraging. Ed Meeks was the best. And I always tease about this, that he said he'd skip kids if he didn't know how great grandkids were. Mm. And I understand that statement now because it is. It's fantastic. We were together at Christmas. I took Tommy and William hunting. When you take a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old hunting together, you're not going to see anything. But it's about that time together. Sure. And that's what Toxie Hayes from Mossy Oak and I talk about all the time. It's in Kev Strickland, we talk about it's that, you know, golf and hunting kind of, there's a big kind of crossover among people who do both, but it's that time you get to spend with your family. And it's okay if you don't see anything. It's those moments when you hear and you get to know that 6-year-old or that 4-year-old and you introduce them to just how blessed we are to live in a place like we do and get to do the things we get to do. So, you know, I'll give William credit. He was 4. He was more quiet than Tommy. But, you know, everybody brings a Game Boy, and that's the key to kind of keeping them going if there's not much going on. And this season's been kind of a slow season. But take them on the golf course. It's so much fun. And they turn around and say, how was that? And I think that's just so much fun to be able to be in their lives and being part of it. And they're getting closer and closer to home, you know, 4 or 5 hours away. So that's a lot better than where they were, especially Tommy and William and Miles when they were down in Galveston. They're getting closer to home. So that's the hard part is when they're a little further away, you don't get to spend as much time as you really want to.
Galveston's almost as far as the end of America. I've been there. Played there.
Yeah,
I mean, you bring up something that's so important. I don't know any other sports besides the great outdoors and all that come with it and golf that allow you to get to know somebody in a setting that no other sports allow you. It's the time that you're talking about that you have to get to know each other. The game of golf does it and the great outdoors do it. And that's the fact. Let's take a quick break with my pal Jim Gallagher Jr. discussing all things hunting right now and fishing, because it is the season. And I know that you guys are about to come out of it, and you're about to have turkey hunting soon. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Speaking of anything food-wise besides turkey, let's talk catfish. If you're going to have catfish, you want Superior Catfish, go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi, and also visit Mississippi.org. Great way to celebrate our great outdoors, which we've been talking about. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar with the pro, Jim Gallagher.
On the thought of you so blessed in my bed, my soul, it bleeds with mercy and peace. Go on now, please wake me from the dead. I say go now, please wake me from the dead.
Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
My name is Renee Ashley. I work for Sail Oil Company. I'm a petroleum consultant. I try to live by this statement: be better today than you were yesterday. And that is what we strive to do at Sail Oil Company. We proudly offer Shell products. We also carry our Purist line, Starfire, and Service Pro products. For all of your oil and lubricant needs, contact us. My name is Renee Ashley. I am Sail Oil Company. Ride with us.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted All Britons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At All Britons, we've grown with you. At AllBritons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new All Britons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same All Britons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. All Britons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At All Britons, All Britons Jewelers.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar into a second segment of In a Mississippi Minute, Superior Catfish. You notice the pause there? Because I actually could imagine myself tasting it right now. That's what I want. Go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi. Visit mississippi.org. I've said it for so many years, I sound like a broken record, but it actually sounds like a multi-platinum record. Check it out, and believe me, and plan a road trip. Jim Gallagher Jr., six-time PGA champion, tour champion, Ryder Cup star, President Cup champion, etc., Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, and most importantly, an incredible husband, dad, and grandfather now, which I hadn't gotten to experience the grandfather part, but he's been filling us in, is with me today. Only One Shot Golf is his podcast. Jim, there is a lot going on in the game of golf. I don't know if you would have ever seen it coming with, I just saw that Tyrrell Hatton just left for $50 million and to the LIV Tour, and obviously John Rahm left recently. That was a big blow. What is going on right now with the PGA Tour and LIV in your, from your perspective?
Yeah, it's a confusing time. You know, when it kind of released a couple years ago and we heard about it, I'm thinking, you know, you're trying to wonder, you know, being a PGA Tour member who, you know, that was the avenue that allowed me to have the career I did. And, you know, I guess it gets to the point that everyone has a price. And I don't know that any of us got into the game. We got into the game because we loved it. And it's the same thing with you talking about the things I've accomplished. You know, those are great, important things, but it's back to that love of the game. But it's about money. I mean, look in college sports, the NIL, the transfer portal. I mean, I think it's going out. It's getting a little bit out of control. I think for golfers, thinking when you look at, what was it, the Chiefs-Bills game had 50 million people watching it. PGA Tour or even LIV or any golf is never going to come close to that. So the value that they're paying these people, the money, doesn't match up to really reality,
right?
I guess. It can't.
Yeah.
And I think that the tour's in a tough spot right now because they can't keep up with it financially. There's no way they can because the money of the investment fund that's there is it's deep. It's as deep as you want to get. So they can't compete with that. I don't like the fact that the best players in the world aren't playing against each other.
Yeah.
I think as a fan, we want that. You know, I think LIV kind of geared itself to a different audience, maybe a younger audience, something different. And that's fine. That's their own deal. But it's going to be interesting over time. When you look at a John Rahm who, you know, he was about his legacy and playing these big tournaments. And if I haven't been to a LIV golf tournament, so I don't know. But they've got music going. It's more of a party atmosphere. Is that something he's really going to be comfortable doing? You're seeing them. Caleb Surratt is a name that goes up there. He played at Tennessee, won the SEC as a freshman. He's 20 years old, allegedly going to sign with them. So you're seeing them going after some of the younger players. So I think that's why the tour had to come up with PGA Tour University, where you see a Ober that came in last year and won a tournament, great star from Sweden, played at Texas Tech. You're seeing these guys have opportunities. A Nick Dunlap, who won a couple right. weeks ago. You're seeing these guys now that the tour's got to get them. They're their future. They can't let them get away. But I understand I get the fact that you're being offered just enormous amount of money to go do that because it's generation-changing money. The problem is, over time, you hope you stay competitive. You hope you can continue to have that deep grind. But watch the emotion that Nick Dunlap had when he won, that pure emotion that, since he's at 12 years old or 10 years old, grinding it out, he wins on the PGA Tour at 20. You can dream that, but it's not reality.
Right.
But just that pure emotional winning. Look what the tour had in winners the last few weeks. It's been phenomenal. I want to see the best players in the world play against each other. And I think in time they're going to have to work out something. I don't know what it is. And it's a tough deal. You know, you can go all the way down all these roads, signing with. But I think the bottom line is, as a golf fan, we want all the best players to play against each other. We want that pure, like the Ryder Cup, that emotion, or winning for the first time, like a Nick Dunlap. I hope we don't lose that, because if it gets caught up into the money part of it, it could. I'm not saying it will, but that's what we have to be aware of.
So Nick Dunlap wins. Okay, let me ask you this. I know that golf is its own governing organization. It's not the NCAA's. And I understand the PGA Tour, when you're an amateur, you have to declare before, if you're going to become a pro, right? You can't. He couldn't collect the money, correct?
Nope. Correct.
You had to say it before. He doesn't do it.
Correct.
Was the rule ever if you won and you go, okay, I'm going to declare now, I can take the money and become a pro, or no?
As far as I remember, it's always been you had to declare up to that point. And I got asked the question on Golf Central, is it a no-brainer that he turns pro? Well, yeah, it's a no-brainer because, A, was it the next week? No, probably not. And he did. He did the right thing. He didn't go back. Because he's won on the PGA Tour at 20 years old. He now has the golden ticket, as he called it. All this year and two more years, he's in the signature events playing for $20 million. The money's there. The endorsement dollars are there. He's going to turn pro. This is what you work for. I get it. I would have done the same thing if you'd asked me. And he did. He said, if you're asking me, Jim Gallagher, would I have turned pro? Heck yeah. How could you not? And I think the hardest part was the team golf, his coach.
Yeah.
I think that was that tugs at you. They understand that. They understand that. That's part of the deal. But I think he's right now, and I've watched him play since he's 16 or 17. He's got two great parents. He's grounded. He gets it right now. I can't wait to see what his future is. He's made so many clutch putts in his career. He beat our own Colin Trolio in the U.S. Junior back in, I think, 2022. He made some clutch putts there to win that match in the finals of the U.S. Junior Boys. Won the U.S. Am with some clutch putts. Look at the putts. Here's the big thing for the young people listening or anybody. You shank it on the seventh hole in the middle of the lake, which you could – the worst shot he's had to hit since he's 10 years old.
Yeah.
And he makes, you know, the mistake there. And then he comes back and he birdies the next hole. And he makes that great putt on 16, hits the green at 17 and 18. Can you, as a kid, and you dream about it. This is to win blank. And he had that putt. And then to execute it.
Yeah.
Man, it was gold. It was magical.
Well, he's got the wand, right? You and I both know that some people have to really work and become more of a structured putter. To me, I always love the way to watch you putt, because I felt like you, first of all, you spent no time, but I felt also, which was your style playing golf, period. But I used to watch you spend time when the other guys were getting ready to putt. If you had to wait, and you were always checking things out, but I would notice your mind letting you have freedom at times to, and then when you lock in, you'd lock in, but your stroke to me just looked like you were born to do it. I loved your putting stroke. And I think that certain people, you got the Faxons and then what were the dad and son back in the day, the
Stocktons,
Stocktons. There's just certain people that can flat out putt. Is this guy one of them?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Great putters. And I talked to Timmy Overton, who teaches at Little Waverly, the short game, and so many tour players and LPGA college players. And great putters have kind of a lot of things in common. First one is, you know, they're great green readers. And what I mean is they're able to get the speed and match it up with the read. And then they have this ability. And I think that's what something Sissy always says, that they believe it's going in and they dare the ball to not go in. And he is one of those guys. It's easy. We like to be in the moments that, oh, yeah, he's the next big thing. He's going to win five majors, blah, blah, blah. But I've seen this young man over time make the clutch putts in situations. And this is why you train. This is why you spend all that time. And I think his coach, J.C. Wells, said it best. He has, as you mentioned, a want-it attitude. He has that athletic mentality because he shoots 59 at 12 years old in Birmingham. He plays against all these touring pros as a kid, and he plays matches against him. So that was a big thing. I think the pressure was on Justin Thomas and Sam Burns being the favorites, being the pros. He played with he said it, and I think he did it. He played with a kind of relaxed, peaceful attitude. And I think Hunter Hamrick, who was his assistant coach, was a wonderful player himself. He played with JT at Alabama. He had that calming effect on him. And I watched him, how he reacted to him on 8 after the big mistake at 7. And it was just calm. And when you watched Nick make the putt at 18, I watched Hunter's reaction in the background. And it wasn't the caddy going nuts. It was calm. It was peaceful. Yeah. And I'm sure he passed that on. Because I know when I played my best, there was a sense of peace. And I always, I remember at the Ryder Cup playing against Seve, I prayed, Lord, just give me peace.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, can I beat him? It was peace. And when you're playing well, you have that sense of peace. And the zone, as they call it, everything comes natural. The decisions become easier and clearer. And I think that's the part of it. And Padraig Harrington said it best. When you go to the first tee and you're nervous and then you get over the ball, you uber focus.
Yeah.
The problem is when you're not nervous and then you get over the ball, and we all do it as golfers, you hit the bad shot and the bad stuff starts feeding in. So the golf is such a mental game, sometimes against yourself. But I think for Nick, I just hope his expectations of his own personal expectations aren't too high and he doesn't strangle himself with those. That's the thing I would, my advice to him, still be you. Still have that want-to attitude, and I could see him still doing it. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes in the future.
Let's talk catfish. If you're going to have catfish, you want Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar with the pro, Jim Gallagher.
Don't let things like you can live through me. You can get through life. Around here, what I say goes. What I say goes, 'cause I'm the coach. I'm the coach. I'm the coach.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, partly sunny, high near 69. Tonight, clear skies, low around 45. Your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 69. Saturday evening, clear skies, low around 43. And for your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 76. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
At Clinton Body Shops, we want you to know that after an accident, you have the right to choose where to get your repair. We're continuing to follow our founder's mission. The late John Mosley believed consumers deserved to have their vehicles returned to their pre-accident condition using OEM parts and OEM repair procedures. Therefore, we're continuing OEM training and certification with as many manufacturers as possible. In fact, we now have more certifications from more automakers than any shop in Mississippi. Auto accidents can be very stressful, and the last thing you need is a repair that devalues your car and makes it unsafe. Because you have the right to choose, tell your insurer you want a Clinton Body Shop repair. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com, and as John used to say, we really do take pride in perfection.
The American Council of Engineering Companies is the voice of our state's engineering community and a proud sponsor of National Engineers Week. The purpose of this week is to shine a spotlight on the contributions that engineers make to society. To get a true sense of just how important engineers are for the quality of our life and safety, just look around your home, the roads you travel, your job, and everything you eat and drink. An engineer helped make it happen. This message brought to you by the American Council of Engineering Companies of Mississippi.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. Maybe you've seen more homeless people on the streets than you used to. I know I have. Let me share something with you. The problem is too big for any one person or one institution to save them all. But at Gateway Rescue Mission, we try and save as many as we can, one person at a time. Look us up at www.gatewaymission.org.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A Mississippi Gulf Coast man will spend time behind bars for possessing child pornography. 40-year-old Benjamin Lee Poirot pled guilty in federal court to possession of thousands of visual depictions of minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct.
FBI agents searched the suspect's mobile devices and found 1,300 visual images and 75 videos of child sex abuse material. Poirot is scheduled to be sentenced on May 30th and faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. A 20-year-old man has been locked up for a shooting in West Point. Deshaun Owens is in the custody of law enforcement after allegedly opening gunfire within city limits. The shooting happened on Tuesday evening near the intersection of 5th and Progress Streets. 3 rounds struck a nearby home, but no injuries were reported. Police believe the shooting stemmed from an ongoing dispute between 2 different groups of people. More arrests are expected.
Senator Roger Wicker.
Every day I have one job, fight for Mississippi. It's an honor to represent you in the United States Senate.
A champion for the Constitution and our communities, conservative Roger Wicker is endorsed by the NRA and National Right to Life. Wicker's standing up to Joe Biden to end Bidenomics so hardworking families get relief from high prices and burdensome taxes. As the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Wicker's taking charge to modernize our military and protect Mississippi defense and shipbuilding jobs. And Wicker is leading the fight in Congress to secure our southern border by authoring and passing the Finish It Act to finish the border wall. On March 12th, vote Roger Wicker for Senate, Mississippi's voice, our conservative fighter.
I'm Roger Wicker, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message because my top priority is Mississippi.
Paid for by Wicker for Senate.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway. Shining like a bright new star, I've been wishing on it every day to take me away.
Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute, Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, homegrown in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. I've said it for so many years. Check it out. And believe me, and plan a road trip. Jim Gallagher Jr., 6-time PGA champion, tour champion, Ryder Cup star, President Cup champion, etc. Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. In our case, in both of our cases, we're entertaining. In the end of the day, you're an entertainer. I'm an entertainer. You're playing for a bunch of money. I'm getting what they're paying me no matter what. but you're also going and playing for nothing if you don't win anything at all. Now, is that rule changing on the tour now?
Well, that's the thing. When you talked about Live Golf, you talk about the signature events, there's no cuts. I think there's got to be a cut. That's the beauty of the PGA Tour and professional golf, is that pressure on Friday just to make the cut, because you don't have your best stuff and you find out a lot about yourself. I think that's part of it. And I think when you talk about a caddy relationship, you probably spend almost as much time with them as you do your wife. And I think chemistry is natural. You can't just force it. I've talked to so many college coaches on my podcast, and they talk about every person's different. You coach them all different. You can't coach one kid who's energetic and likes to play and doesn't like to practice. You have to coach them all different. Same thing with kids. Your kids are all different, and you have to approach them a little bit different. I think one of the things I've gotten out of this podcast that I've been doing, and I've had Archie Manning, I've had you on, I've had a lot of people, not just in golf. Golf is in the subject, but the college coaches, they all have that kind of the same theory. And I always ask them, what separates that elite athlete or elite player? And it's something that's their inner drive, their time management, their ability to work harder than the next person. And that, like I said, it took you 10 years, 20 years to make it. It takes all of us that way. I mean, Garth Brooks failed. How many times, you know? And I think that's there's no guarantee. I think Nick Dunlap is a unique. Jordan Spieth, these guys are unique. They're kind of unicorns. I mean, they have this, what they've done is crazy. It doesn't happen like that.
All right, real quick. Wait a minute. You're talking about that right now. You're talking about Jordan and all that. And you're seeing people come in and win majors and all this. But how important And will it ever happen again? In your time, who was it? It was Arnie, and then it was Jack. Wouldn't you say? Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were really, Jack obviously is nuts, right? And look at the wins and all that. The generational players that impact the world beyond the game, all right? Mm-hmm. Tiger comes along. He takes that to another whole level globally, right? It brings the money up. It brings all these people to golf. All these athletes that could have chosen other sports, it becomes even a more athletic sport, which I still think that athletically, you guys in your time and the time before, obviously incredible athletes and could have been inspired to play other sports, but you chose golf. Okay. So do we need and will we ever see the next Tiger Woods?
That's a great question because I never dreamed we'd see the next Jack Nicklaus. And we found Tiger Woods. I think it's going to get tougher because there's more of them. There's more great players every year in college golf, which I cover, both on the men's and women's side. You look at the women's game, everything's global. So I think that's going to be the difficult part of it. And I think that's why we all need to be, you know, the best players need to be playing against each other. But these coaches are looking for players that played other sports. We didn't work out like they do. We didn't know the things. We didn't have the information. They play on better golf courses. The college courses they play are phenomenal. They're so much better prepared than we were when I first turned pro. I was as green as you could be. I mean, I'm over at San Diego. I shoot 4 under par and I miss a cut of shot. And I'm thinking, man, I'm not as good as I thought I was. Mm. There's so many more great players. They're not intimidated by the moment. They're great athletes. They have the information. They know how to use it. But it still gets down to that want and that deep desire to separate yourself from the great. And that's what Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, all those guys, they're not the same. There's not one common characteristic because John Rahm plays with this energy. You know, he'll get angry. He'll play with this fiery attitude where you'll see some guys play calmer. So elite players are all a little bit different too, but they still have that inner drive to be great. Not to be afraid of the moment, want the ball attitude. And if we're going to go to sports, I mean,
yeah,
that's what college coaches are looking for. And if you're listening and you're wondering, how do I play college? They want, or any athlete, they want to know if I give them the ball, they can handle it in the pressure situation, or they're not afraid of the pressure situation. That's what I miss the most of in playing is that just that pressure to perform. I sometimes felt more comfortable in contention. Obviously, mm-hmm. I was playing well. Then sometimes when I was down in the middle of the field or barely making the cut because you weren't playing your best golf. But once I got in that moment, I always felt comfortable because I was always trying to prove myself to myself and to everybody else.
Yeah, but
I took
Jim,
that underdog.
I've never seen anybody more relaxed when you were in the hunt, and I was there a couple times. And I used to look at you and go, I mean, if you're ever born to do something, and let's back up for a second. Your brother is a pro golfer. Your sister's a pro golfer. You're a pro golfer. Your dad, obviously, a pro golfer that taught you guys. I still think the odds of that happening, that you guys were interested enough to make it your life, all of you. I mean, that's what did your dad and mom instill in you? And how did you guys actually all have the passion and desire and the want to achieve it?
Well, we were on a golf course out in the country, and in Indiana where I grew up, basketball was king, and you played it in the winter. But golf was something that's what we did. I think that work ethic, I was the first one in my family, on my side of the family, to go to college and graduate. I think that was important. Jeff won twice on the Corn Ferry Tour. Jackie won on the LPGA. That is unique because somewhere along the line you'll see someone – And maybe they were successful and their child was like, I don't know if I want to put up with all the scrutiny. I don't know if I want to put up with all the stuff. Like, oh, that's so-and-so's son. They're supposed to be good. And I think there's pressure for the kids who fall under that. Like Jack Nicklaus' son, Jackie, is a phenomenal player. Played at Carolina, won the North-South. But the pressure to play under Jack Nicklaus' shadow, it had to be incredible. And I think, like, all great players, it's our personal expectations to get us. And I had Hal Sutton on the podcast a couple years ago, and I said, Hal, you were deemed to be the next Jack Nicklaus. And he point blank said, Jim, how could I ever live up to that? That was Hal Sutton.
Yeah.
So if you think of a person like that that thinks like that, we never thought that Tiger Woods would ever struggle. We never thought Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas would struggle. But what you find out about yourself, can you dig yourself out of that hole and get back. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to get it back that way. I was too much getting into my family and enjoyed that part.
All right, let's take a quick break because there's no doubt that's why that happened. And you have zero regret. You have lived the best life. I really believe that you have lived your perfect life. Got the greatest bride, the greatest kids, now the greatest grandkids. We're going to be right back. Speaking of anything great, put it on your plate. Superior Catfish. Jim Gallagher is a Mississippi State fan, I'm sure. Had a daughter play golf there. Son went there, right, Jim? Right.
Yeah, so and my other daughter went to LSU, and I've got Tennessee blood, so I'm kind of tripolar, I guess.
We don't want to talk about Tennessee right now. What are you talking about? We're going to be right back. SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. Making Mississippi, produced right here, and visit Mississippi.org. I'm telling you, the road trip awaits. Jim Gallagher and I will be on Dancing Rabbit before you know it. We'll be right back.
Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me. 'Til Monday.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Police in Germany think they've solved a 46-year-old cold case and say a U.S. Army veteran is to blame. James Patrick Dempsey is under arrest and facing extradition to Germany for the 1978 murder of Barbelle Ganseau. She was found dead in her Ludwigsburg apartment with 37 stab wounds. The 35-year-old is said to have hung around officers' clubs for American soldiers. Police collected fingerprints from a bathroom window that was left open at the crime scene and compared them to the prints of soldiers Ganseau knew. But Dempsey was not a part of the initial investigation. The case went cold but was reopened in 2020 when police ran the fingerprints through a U.S. database. Dempsey was stationed in Ludwigsburg between 1977 and 1978 before being discharged. Army records say he developed an alcohol problem and aggressive behavior, and when he got back to the U.S., he got a DUI, and because of that, his fingerprints were in the system and matched those at the crime scene. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Pilium Corporation is a proud sponsor of Ole Miss Sports. Protect and grow your business with Pilium. By improving business practices with technology-driven solutions, Pilium solves problems and creates new opportunities for your company. Learn more at Pilium.com.
If recent hailstorms have invited Lurk the Leak into your home, call the experts at Watkins Construction and Roofing to find out what is lurking in your roof. Our rapid response roof team will be on top of your roof as soon as the next business day with a complimentary, honest assessment of your roof's condition and offer solutions to keep your home and family safe. Say goodbye, Lurk the Leak. Call Watkins Construction and Roofing today at 601-966-8233 or visit losetheleak.com. What do you have to lose but your leak?
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Get ready, Greater Jackson area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for two big days, only at the Trademark Building on the fairgrounds. Show hours are Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealers' tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission just $9 for adults, $2 for kids ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show this weekend. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5 at the Trademark Building on the fairgrounds. Take the High Street exit off I-55 and follow the signs. Exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the door prize. See you this weekend at the big one. Sure as shooting. Don't miss it.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
A visit to Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's Ford Truck Month, and they are celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America. Get to your local Mississippi Ford dealer for a special once-a-year offer on Ford F-Series, featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North America Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, Mississippi. This is Ford Truck Month. Now is the time for great deals on Ford trucks. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Sonny boy, if you have the choice, you'd raise some hell and make some noise, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, he was cool as a cucumber, even in the heat of the hot summer, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He used to fly his old dirty gray Impala, and now he just cries.
Just a small segment left, as you can tell. I could talk to today's guest forever. Good friend of mine, and I'm blessed to absolutely blessed to have him as a pal. Just wonderful. Jim Gallagher Jr. taking the time to spend a Mississippi Minute with me. He is our adopted son. I can promise you that. Speaking of anything you should adopt, I want you to adopt some Superior Catfish. Do you guys like how I segue into that? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, homegrown right here in Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. I just mentioned Dancing Rabbit. I get to mention it because I love that place, and I'm obviously doing a lot of commercials for Pearl River Resort, but those two golf courses are insane. Anyway, all right, Jim Gallagher Jr. is my guest. Let's talk real quick, Jimmy, about Only One Shot Golf. I saw the – I listened to, actually, the Joe – LaCava podcast that you did interview. That was really interesting to me. What was the epiphany for doing it, and why Only One Shot Golf?
Well, BJ Trulio wrote the book Only One Shot, and it's still available on Amazon. He's the teaching pro, of course, at Old Waverly. And it was during COVID, and the kids said, "Dad, you need to do a podcast." Well, I'm about as technical savvy as nobody.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. And so I started it, and it got better as time went on. And I've had some incredible – I had Barbara Nicholas on. But the main thing is it was that question is, what makes the elite golfer or an elite athlete elite? And that's why we wanted to do it. I started doing college golf. I wanted to get the coaches on. I've learned so much about these college coaches that I wish I'd have known when my kids were going through it. As I mentioned, you know, Mary Langdon played at State.
Yeah.
Kathleen played at LSU. Sissy played at LSU. I wish I'd have known those things. You know, Kathleen was a little different in recruiting because we try to talk about, you know, what are coaches looking for, the recruiting process. And I always tell kids, and it's whether you're going to play a sport or not, if you narrow it down to two or three, where would you be happiest if you miss a trip or you get hurt? That's where you kind of pick the school. Coaches are important. And you don't know. I mean, you really don't know when you go through that process. So that's part of the things I ask them. I find out. I let the coaches kind of talk about themselves. And it's been really fun to do that. I did one with Matt Thurman, who's out at Arizona State. And I think I'm not trying to promote that. That's one of the most fun ones I did because it talks about family and his relationships and culture. And it was just so good. And any young coach or even young player needs to, you know, listen to these guys because this is what they're looking for. This is who you want as a coach. You know, the guys, there's so many great coaches out there and you're molding young men and women when you go to college. And I think that's what the responsibility of these coaches, your extension of your parents, you're no longer with your parents. Now you've got someone to kind of guide you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of the, I think it's so much fun to watch these guys and gals that VJ's worked with and these kids in Mississippi succeed. Because when I moved here, they were, you know, Old Waverly, had Annandale, you had the country club, you had a few good golf courses, but now there's so many more kids playing. You know, Allie Ewing, you've got Chad Ramey, you've got, you know, Hayden Buckley, three kids, they're on the PGA Tour and LPGA. They've become great players. There's more than that trying to make it. Wilson Furr playing on tour this year. So there's so many guys and gals that have come through these ranks in our junior system, and it's been so much fun. And now that I've lived here over half my life, to see, you know, they can live up to, like, they, not that I was part of it. It's like, hey, he's from here. He can do it. And I think Sissy was a big part of that, encouraging these young girls along the way and being the model, role model for them and look up to it, to her. So I think it's like proof that, hey, that's one thing I love about our state. And you said they have adopted me, and they have. And I think that's one of the coolest things when I got into that Sports Hall of Fame is to see the love and the, and like George Bryan, who is my, our dear friend,
drove
down after a stroke in a wheelchair, got him to be driven down and came to my Hall of Fame dinner and stayed the whole time. And it gives me chills to think about that. And I'm going to put a podcast out and dedicate it to Mr. Bryan because he's as much vital to golf and in just our entire economic impact on our state as anyone that we've had in years. And so it's people like that I've met along the way. He gave me an honorary membership at Old Waverly when I wasn't deserving of anything, Sissy and I. So I think that's the greatest thing about our state is it's a tight-knit group of people. And it's like your song, One Mississippi, which I'm so proud that it's our state song and you've got that out there. And when you listen to the lyrics, it's so true about our song and the things you write in there. I listen to it over and over, and it is our life. And it's one of the best songs that you've written. And it describes our state so well.
I love it. Well, it's the most grateful moment I will ever have writing a song. I can promise you that. Jim Gallagher Jr. has been my guest today. My dear, dear friend. I'm so blessed to have him and his family in the Azar's life. Visit Mississippi.org. Got a big old smile on his face right now. He's talked about Old Waverly as well. Mossy Oak, Toxie up there. We've talked about Pearl River and the Dancing Rabbit. Golf clubs, both of them. What's our buddy in in Jackson, what's who's
Randy
Mr.
Watkins.
Goff? Randy Watkins, I love him.
He is Mr. Goff.
Lake Carolina, we played it not too long ago. We have great golf courses all around our state. You got to check them out. Also, Superior Catfish. Jim Gallagher Jr., have you ever had Superior Catfish?
No, but I'm going when I go to Waverly. You've convinced me now. I'm going to fire up the car and I'm heading that direction.
You're
going to
love it. Macon, Mississippi. You know where it is. SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Has a big old smile on his face. We'll see you later. I'm Steve Azar. Jimmy, love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.